صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Imam Ali, the son of Imam Hussein, is the fourth Imam from Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam, and he is one of the divinely appointed successors to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Imam Ali was known by many titles, the most famous being Zain al-Abidin, the adornment of the worshippers, and as-Sajjad, the one who prostrates to Allah a lot. This is because he was unmatched in his worship and prayers and loved to supplicate to Allah. His most famous supplications are compiled in one book that is called Sahifa as-Sajjadiyya. The Imam also has a document in which he has listed the rights of Allah and the rights of other people on every Muslim. For example, it discusses the rights of parents, the rights of neighbors, the rights of friends, the rights of your body, and so on. This beautiful document is called Risalat al-Huquq. One of the qualities of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam was the kindness to people. His holy heart overflowed with mercy and kindness towards them. The historians have said, when he knew that someone was in debt and loved him, he paid his debt. Prayer was among the most important desires of the Imam. Through it, he communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His body would shake all over when he wanted to pray. Hence, he was asked about that and he replied, "Don't you know whom I am preparing to stand before and to whom I am going to whisper to?" When Imam Zain al-Abidin accompanied his father to Karbala, he fell severely ill and was unable to sacrifice his life with the family members and companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But through him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the Imam. Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam nonetheless saw the ruthless manner in which his father and family members and companions were killed by Yazid's men. And then he was taken as a prisoner along with the women and children of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, from Karbala to Kufa and from Kufa to Sham. In Sham, Imam Ali Zainul Abidin was kept with the women and children of the Ahlul Bayt in very harsh conditions. But whenever Imam Ali Zainul Abidin got a chance to speak to the people, he exposed the crimes of Yazid and informed people of what was done to the grandson of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in Karbala. In the Umayyad courts, for example, Imam Ali Zainul Abidin delivered sermons with such force and eloquence that the people wept and began turning away from Yazid in hatred. After keeping them prisoners for some time, the unjust ruler Yazid was under a lot of pressure to release the family of the Prophet, peace be upon them. Out of fear of an uprising and losing his power over the Syrians, he finally released Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam from prison and allowed him to return to Medina with the women and children. After the tragedy of Karbala, he spent his time in prayers and worship and teaching Islam to others, as well as mourning for his father and keeping the message of Karbala alive. After Yazid died, another branch of the Umayyads, the Banu Marwan, came to power. Imam Zainul Abidin was very popular. The people spoke with admiration about his knowledge, his jurisprudence, and his acts of worship. The assemblies admired his patience and all his other qualities. The Imam occupied the hearts and feelings of the people. This situation frightened the Umayyads, so the Khalif of the time ordered to kill the Imam alayhi salam. Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin was martyred due to poisoning. Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin was buried in Medina in Jannat al-Baqi, next to his uncle, the second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon them all.